Welcome back into the Steakhouse. Fastest 2 hours in radio. Abe Gordon in for steak this week. Sandra Golden with me today. She'll be with me on tomorrow. And she'll be with me on Thursday when we head out to Flowery Branch for Falcons training camp. We'll have more on that in a little bit. Question for you, Sandra.
Yes, dear.
What's your eating routine pre-show? Because I did not eat yet today, and I'm starving.
I'm on the Joyless Diet. Which is the same one that Mike Bell is on. So you eat every 2.5 hours. You get a shake or a protein.
You're not like waking up middle of the night to eat, are you?
No.
Okay. Not like the Mark Wahlberg, the Rock thing where
Listen, it's the joyless summer once again. But I'm happy with the results, so I'm good. So when will you eat?
Well, after the show at this point, I'll just wait until after the show and eat.
So why don't you get up and just have something, have an egg or something? So
I'm moving.
Get your body
going. In the morning, first thing I do, I wake up, I take the dog out, I immediately...
Coffee?
Energy drink on the drive-in.
Okay.
I wanted to eat.
So like a Monster or whatever?
Yeah,
like
whatever's in the fridge. Yes,
but no
whatever.
Coffee?
No, I've never been a coffee person. Mm-hmm. But now I am hungry. I also brought like a little thing of a tuna salad. And so I don't want to, you know, tick anyone off by eating tuna salad in the studios too often. Bo is accepting of the tuna salad, and I've always appreciated his allowance of me to eat it.
It's not quite the same thing as microwaving fish. Like, you can't really smell tuna
exactly.
salad. And like microwaving a piece of salmon, kind of.
You guys
thing.
Have seen me eat. Like, the tuna salad lasts a minute 10, and then it's just gone. Like, I eat so quick.
Did you see the viral thing on the airplane where, you know, they serve those snack things where there's tuna, there's mayonnaise, and there's little crackers?
Oh, okay, yeah.
So she made it up on the plane, and let me tell you, they were not thrilled on that flight. That she stank up the whole. Yep, stank up the whole plane.
While we're on this topic, I had a flight. I was flying to England, and... Literally, as the flight is ascending, so right after takeoff, this woman opens up a bag of hard-boiled eggs.
No, ma'am. No.
Immediately, the guy next to her just calls for the flight attendant, immediately asks him for a different seat on the plane.
You can't bring eggs. It should be banned. Eggs or fish.
It was brutal.
It's just terrible. Ugh.
Yeah, it's like long flights are the real problem. Because you shouldn't need any of that if it's like, if you got the 90-minute flight from here to Miami or whatever... Fine. Like, if you're going to Arizona, that's when you have to, like, think and plan because you might get hungry on the plane. You can hold out for 90 minutes.
That's what I say.
Shouldn't have to. Mm. I do remember. We took goodie bags as kids, though. But it was all, like, I mean, to the junk food conversation we'll have, it was all, like, cereal.
Yeah, like a granola bar,
candy.
It was, Pringles.
Pop-Tarts are undefeated.
Oh, nice.
Nowadays, you can go with the Uncrustable situation. Which never lets you down.
So cute.
What? Uncrustables?
Mm-hmm.
They're delicious. They're great.
I love 12-year-olds.
You know what else is great?
Uncrustable.
These new jerseys that the Atlanta Braves have
Not
put out.
Not New Jersey, the state. The Braves, y'all, are going to Bristol Motor Speedway.
Yeah.
And they just released the jerseys and the helmets, and they are sick.
MLB Speedway Classic, August 2nd against the Reds. Bristol Motor Speedway. They've got a NASCAR font to the numbers. The brim.
Which means it's like the driver on the side of the car is what the jerseys are. It's so good.
The brim of the hat's got a little bit of red flame action going on.
The checkered flag is in the back.
On the back of the batting helmet, yeah.
Well done. Well done.
So those are available on social media, though. I really like them, though.
I love them.
I do.
That, y'all, if you've never been to Bristol Motor Speedway, you should drive up for this. Braves and Reds. August 2nd, did you say? It starts?
Yeah.
You will have an absolute blast at this place. And I believe, I want to say either Brad Paisley or Tim McGraw is in concert first during that same play. It's going to be amazing.
Well, there you go. I didn't know that, but that'll be even more reason.
I bring the country music knowledge, Abe. That's what I do.
I'm in it, but just not that in it. Running out of reasons to watch the Braves a little bit because of what happened over the weekend. But one thing that just keeps me coming back is Ronald Acuña Jr. I don't know how many different ways he can impress me, even though I kind of already know and expect what's happening. That throw Friday night, though, is just – it's one of the greatest plays I've ever seen an individual make. Also want to credit Nacho Alvarez for the late tag and the deke there at third to prevent the slide. Brian Snicker, though, was asked after that throw just his thoughts on Ronald Acuña Jr. being the best player in baseball.
Well, I mean, Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he's – I don't know who the best player in baseball is. There's a – I'm going to tell you what, there's a lot of young players that are really, really good. He's one of them. I don't know that – you know, I mean, he has skills as good as anybody in the game, and you're not even seeing one of them. I mean, he's kind of picking and choosing, but, you know, you see – you know, he still has that speed you know what? You can make a case for it. When you ask me that, you know, if I sit here and talk to myself in the total game, he's as good as anybody.
Yeah, I think I saw 301 feet on that throw, and Bo mentioned only outfield assist in the last 5 years to go 300 or more feet in the air. It's just another, this guy is incredible. I don't know what to say.
Flat-footed because that was it looked effortless. It looked like he was just tossing the ball in.
Normally, you'll get a guy go behind the run, take a step or two, crow hot. He just kind of caught it and winged it. 301 feet.
By the way, the ball over the shoulder. This is a pop fly.
Yeah, he had to spin. He had to spin to throw it. And then Nacho Alvarez just sat there and didn't move.
He didn't move.
He had to move his glove to catch that thing. Incredible accuracy. The speed. I rewatched it. I'm like, how does this ball not drop?
I love the Yankees dugout when they kept showing it because it was just, what in the world is going on?
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say about it. You sent me a text on Saturday afternoon. It was a very simple text. It was a very timely text. I'm so excited it's football season.
Yeah.
That's all you sent me.
That's exactly right.
Let's do this show tomorrow. Yeah. Not tomorrow because you said it's Saturday.
We here at 92.9 The Game, the home of the Falcons, we are having a big meeting today. It is all hands on deck. We are all over it. And the page is turning. And I wish the Braves didn't stink this year, but they do. So now I'm just more and more into it. And the hype train is in full steam ahead. I literally was talking to Joe Patrick off camera. I was like, Braylon Trice, no one's talking about Braylon Trice, who was injured. ACL Escher, out all year, was the third round pick in 24. And he went to Washington. And does he know Michael Penix? And it's just, y'all, there's storyline after storyline after storyline.
Yeah, and Trice led the country in college football his last year in quarterback pressures.
So we're not talking about him.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, a third-round pick, that's a player that you expect to become a starter after a couple years.
I think you're not relying on him, which is great. But I think
an afterthought.
Yeah, but it's part of that rotation. Yep. There's now a deep rotation, especially if he's involved. Joe, you can update me. I don't know how close to 100% he is. I know he was still a lot more delayed than I expected him to be coming back from the injury. So I don't know even know if he's a full go for training camp. And by the way, training camp is coming starting Thursday all the way through August 13th. Sports Radio 99 The Game brings you exclusive on-site coverage of Falcons training camp. You got the morning shift. You got Steakhouse. You got Andy and Randy broadcasting live from Flowery Branch. Once practice wraps up, you can join Dukes and Bell at the Hooters at the Mall of Georgia. Coverage brought to you by your North Georgia Honda dealers and by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party. Live coverage of Falcons training camp starts this Thursday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we talked about it, Sandra. It is just the official start of football season. You got the Hall of Fame game coming pretty quickly. For me, it's like the sliding of the discussion. And we're not doing these nonsensical off-season storylines or talking points. Like, we're going to talk now. Braylon Trice is probably our first official discussion. The discussions now are ones that impact the 2025 season. That's what ramps me up.
Well, Mike Johnson and Bo today got into it on the morning shift, and I thought it was such a great point when you start, what do you want to really watch when you go out there? And Mike was he's very right. Start to watch how they mix in the rookies into, wait for it, special teams play. Because that'll show you how they're going to use and groove with these younger players and where they're going to put you on special teams on the punt coverage and all that stuff. And he's absolutely right. And you know, okay, Jalen Walker and James Peterson, we get it. But Xavier Watts and the Braylon Trice, is he even out there? There's so many storylines. Kirk Cousins. Is Kirk Cousins going to play in the preseason games? Is Kirk Cousins going to be traded? Because that was ramping up over the weekend. You guys, go type Kirk Cousins into Google right now.
We did see a Titans quarterback go down for the season already this year. Now, it's Will Levis.
The Titans were rumored at one point to be a potential destination for Kirk.
They lose one more quarterback, and we're in business, baby.
I don't know if he wants to go somewhere where they have like literally zero chance.
He
wants to
play.
Year,
he's been on record. He wants to play.
He does want to play.
No, but to your point, like that watch is now on.
Yeah.
Like we are now at the point where, because a lot of us have sat here and said Kirk Cousins is going to get traded if a team loses a quarterback and gets desperate. Like that starts now. Like that starts in training camp where anything could happen on any of the plays and a guy could unexpectedly go down. The other thing that starts to happen, I want to bring in Bo Johnson here, 92.9 The Game. Obviously talks about a lot of things, but largely regarded fantasy expert on 92.9 The Game, host of the fantasy show as well. And we were talking before the show, and Sandra's like, it's fantasy season.
When do they start drafting?
It better not be yet.
There are psychopaths that have already drafted. I'm in two leagues that we have already drafted.
There's only one time, Bo, and I'll let you give the correct answer. There's only one time the draft should start.
Until after preseason starts. But the best weekend to do all fantasy drafts is Labor Day weekend. That's 5 days before the season starts. All the preseason games are done. Injuries have happened.
I have quit leagues that draft before the end of preseason games. I will not participate.
How many are you in?
I've dropped all of my leagues.
So zero.
I'm in one. And I can't wait for that to end.
And Bo, and you're in how many?
12 last year.
And you're going to do a dozen again?
Bump it up. You want to take over the league
I'm
in?
Not by choice. Like, I quit like three or four of them last year, and then I just get drawn into other ones. I try not to do leagues where, you know, there's no interest.
Let me ask, and maybe this is too in your business. That's what I do. Is it a profit? Can you make money off of
Absolutely.
Running those leagues? Okay, so that's why you do it.
I typically will pay rent in January from fantasy football. For the season.
Okay, say that again. What? Say that again.
I will typically pay my rent or my mortgage in January. Off of
but you got to win the league.
Yeah, you got to win.
So do you get money for running you're going to head up everybody's?
No, unfortunately not. No.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm only the commissioner of one. Okay. I'm the commissioner of one league. I've been in the league since 2007. All the other ones, yeah. That's a lot of work, and it's a very thankless job, yeah.
You should be paid. Joe, are you in
it? I agree. We should get a cut of the pot.
Yeah, I just do one. I'm in one league. I mean, I would do more, but the thing for me is like, there's got to be like some money on the line in order for me to be interested. And ultimately, it's like, how many money leagues can I actually afford to be in?
Hmm.
So that's the thing.
I am a no money league guy. I don't want any part of that crapshoot nonsense.
Well,
None
you are in the minority to the nth degree.
I'm also poor, and that's its own discussion. We got a bunch of stories here, Sandra, including about how poor I am and I can't afford chicken wings. That's coming up in Belly Up. You got to stick around for this. We're going all over the place. Steakhouse continues on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I see what you're doing there, Bo. Good work. Welcome into the Steakhouse. Abe is co-hosting with me this week.
Abe is singing this song in his head.
It's a lot of chicken wings. That's all I'm saying, NFLPA. That was a lot of chicken wings you bought with that money. Woohoo! All right, we have a caller on hold that's been waiting. We're going to get to Belly Up in just a second. But Abe, I think you're going to take this call. I believe it's Scott. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, you all. Hope you had a good weekend. Man, I thought I was angry at the Braves until you brought up that Pop-Tart stuff, and I can't even believe that they spent all that money on sponsoring a bowl game last year. And you open up a box of Pop-Tarts. Talk about falling off a table. Opening up a box of Pop-Tarts now is like tasting used hay from a carnival circus that's been traveling for about a month. I don't know how a big company like that could charge more, they give you less, and they actually make it taste worse.
Scott,
I don't even know about
that. Scott, listen, I want to deep dive into your hatred for a Pop-Tart. When did this all begin? When you were a little kid, did you put them in the little toaster oven and you put butter on the cherry ones and it's like change your life moment? And then the roof of your mouth was scorched and then the skin peeled off. Did you do any of that? Your true love for the tart and the pop?
Yes, and that's why I never used the toaster oven ever again, because I'm so old. Back in my day, we only had that like Black & Decker one, which burnt everything, even pizza bagels. It was just terrible. But I wanted to get some, I'll save a little hatred for the Braves. And it's not really hatred. I just think it's a come to Jesus, really. I was at the game yesterday, and I'm watching Acuna run the bases during that home run trot. And I'm saying, I'm remembering Dansby Swanson, Freddie Freeman. And I know we've rehashed this so many times. But right now, if I'm the Braves GM, first of all, they sold their soul. They sold their culture. They're not the team that we grew up, you know, following with the same passion. I would trade him straight up right now for that catcher from Seattle, and I would fire Snitker, because the bigger crime than allowing Acuna to, like, not be a leader is having a manager who has no guts to change this team mid-season or even in the beginning of the season when he felt like things were starting to fall apart.
Tell me. First of all, I don't know what happened to you on Sunday night where the side of the bed was so painful to get up on this morning. Are you on medication that you're saying you need to trade Ronald Acuña Jr.? I mean, you lost all credit. First of all, your credibility was out the window with the Pop-Tarts, because we have a true love. Abe is beginning to cry over here to my right with the Pop-Tart discussion.
You could honestly tell me that Pop-Tarts taste good today. You think they're the same Pop-Tarts that we...
Abe.
Not only do they taste good, the variety of flavors. I mean, bravo.
I mean, a s'mores?
S'mores?
Yes.
What are we talking about here, Sandra?
Scott, I'm concerned. I just really want you to have a good day.
I think you guys are taking money from General Food.
I would if they want to pay me to talk about the tart of the pop. I mean
I'll do some live reads for Pop-Tarts. Yeah.
I'm actually with Scott on the Pop-Tarts. They taste like cardboard.
Yeah. All right, Joe, you're dead to me too. Scott, I really want you to take a deep breath.
Joe's mic off.
I always want to say, like, turn that frown upside down. There's a lot to be grateful for this morning. We had a great run with our Atlanta Braves. They're having an off day.
A couple things here before we get to belly up. If you don't like Pop-Tarts, like, then don't get Pop-Tarts. Get toaster strudels or some other pastry or whatever else you want in the morning. A granola bar. Like... that can't be occupying space in your head. Like, that can't
be
what, like, really bugs you on a day in, day out basis. Just at that point, just avoid the Pop-Tart. I don't know. A lot of people are already, like, despising Alex Anthopoulos for giving guys who have had half a season contracts. We're going to trade one of the best players in baseball for a catcher who's had half a season. And don't get me wrong. Like, I like Cal Raleigh. I think he's outstanding. He's potentially, if he can keep it up, can win American League MVP
this
year.
No one's trading Ronald Acuña Jr.
But what are we talking about here?
Ever. It's not happening.
For a 28-year-old catcher.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Even though he is a Seminole.
First half.
Yeah.
Heck of a first half.
To a team that has two catchers.
I feel like Scott just had a bad moment, and we're going to give him grace. I have plenty of terrible moments on the radio. Scott, we're going to pray for you to have a good day. I want you to go get a nice Cuban sandwich somewhere today with the spicy mustard, and there you go. Let's belly up, shall we?
Let's do it.
Brings me joy that Magic City once again is in the headlines when you're talking about Atlanta, Georgia.
Because if anyone needs the free pub, it's them.
You know, this is the kind of deep dive I do for this show, which the first thing I did with Abe this morning was, how much do you think 10 chicken wings are at Magic City? The famous lemon pepper loo and all that. How much do you think they are? And he guessed about $25. He's almost right. $23 for 10 wings, okay? A set of 50 is $104. So you can do the math any which way you like, but I am telling you that former NFL Players Association Executive Director Lloyd Howell Jr., who did resign on Thursday, he and his colleagues spent from $2,426, including, wait for it, cash withdrawals at the ATM using, which I'm guessing was his expense card. So it comes up as Magic City. I mean,
got to be smarter with your per diem than that.
The cash withdrawals range from $200 to $525. D-led, way to go on the deep dive from this. They used two VIP rooms because I guess you wanted to have a nice buffet of the chicken wings. You must have ordered all the flavor. Because what else are you doing at Magic City with your colleagues, right? It must have been the whole platter. So I'm sorry that this is how it's going down. This is not. I appreciate your love for our city and what's going and happening and all of it. So shout out to Magic City, Lemon Pepper Wings. L. Duncan. started. Did you know that State gave her the first job, like doing like a, she was at,
I have heard, yeah.
Yeah, she was on with the Two Live Studio. She's amazing. She always has been. She's phenomenal. She was hosting. She was the studio host. She was the on-court host for the WNBA All-Star Weekend. She was phenomenal, and she may have had the best line of the weekend after Caitlin's team was not at all playing any sort of defense and got beat by 20 points.
All right. Well, again, we hope it gets a little bit more competitive because, like, a girl's trip to Cancun right now, there's no need. It's a 22-point game for Team Collier. That's a walk-off. Sabrina Ionescu, there she is from the four-point circle. Second half action from Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Tips after this.
Al, you're in timeout.
Okay, done.
I'm just saying.
All right.
In case you didn't hear her, she said it's like a girl's trip to Cancun. There ain't a lot of D.
No.
So she was referring to the defense, y'all.
Well, it's an all-star game.
Funny.
You know.
Just saying. It was great. Big week on, I guess, the History Channel or National Geographic.
Discovery? I think it's Discovery,
is it Discovery,
right? Started last night.
People are obsessed with Shark Week, which I totally appreciate.
I used to be.
One of the greatest theme songs of all time, just is how it is. Meanwhile, do you see all the sharks down there in Panama City and Destin that they're showing you? It's happening for real. Also, Buckhead Restaurant Life, Restaurant Week is happening. If you've been wanting to try, I put the link on Twitter, at SportsSandra. They do a great job, Abe and Joe and Bo, with specials, and you can try a sample platter, and they put together a whole meal that are better priced than usual. So if you've been wanting to try one of the record, I want to tell you there's 50 restaurants in Buckhead that you can go to, and you will recognize every single one of them, and it's going on. Rusty sent me the link this morning. I was like, God, that's something probably people don't know about.
You better hop on and hop on now, though, because those reservations are going to get filled very quickly.
You're probably right. And last but not least, I want to recommend something that my husband and I watched on Saturday night that was phenomenal. It's called Billy Joel and So It Goes, and it is the first of a two-part series. The first one is 2.5 hours long, and the next one is this coming out on Friday. Y'all, the deep dive they went into Billy Joel's life, it's fascinating, from his family life and what he could do at 7 years old on the piano, all the people that he's worked with. I think you'll really, really enjoy it. It's worth a watch.
And you know, Billy Joel is my favorite artist of all time. I don't currently have HBO Max set up, so we might have to free trial this bad boy. Once it gets released, we might have to free trial it.
So this coming Friday is the second part. So if you should do that, I'm 5 hours long. This one maybe even longer, but it is really good. Highly, highly recommend. So there you go.
I need to get into that. Billy Joel. I mean, for me, one of the best of all time. So,
oh, and you're going to love him even more, and what he went through and the love of his life.
I'm interested to see what more I could, because I read a couple books on his, they weren't autobiographies, but they were biographies, pretty in-depth ones. So I'm interested to find out what is new, I guess, from what I've read about him. So there you go. That is Belly Up. When we come back, 3 strikes, John Foyt, game of the night. We'll wrap things up here. On the Steakhouse, it's Sandra Golden, Abe Gordon in for Steak Shapiro this week, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Welcome back into the Steakhouse, 92.9 The Game. Abe and Sandra live in the Kia Studios here. 3 strikes coming up in just a moment, but first, your John Foyt Big Game of the Night, presented by John Foyt and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys, get the strong arm. A new series begins tonight for the Atlanta Braves. They're going to welcome in the San Francisco Giants to Truist Park, 7:15. Hayden Birdsong against Bryce Elder.
Okay.
I like that name. I don't know why. Hayden Birdsong.
That is an interesting name. It's a pretty name.
There you go. So that's your John Foyt Big Game of the Night,
Sandra. I'm getting to the standings now to update everybody because I didn't look at it this morning. In the National League West, the Giants are 52-48, 6 games out of first. The Dodgers are in first. Padres in second, 3.5 up on them. I will tell you that Twitter is having a moment right this very second, as the Atlanta Braves 7 minutes ago tweeted, the Braves select catcher Sandy Leon to the major league roster today.
Yeah.
So if I can count properly, that's three catchers.
Or.
So trades are awaiting.
Or it's two catchers in a more full-time DH.
Okay. So there you go. That's the movement today. So.
Okay. And look, we it's no secret. Everyone expects Marcell Ozuna at some point to be moved. It's just a matter of who to. Because you got to remember, Marcell Ozuna does have the ability to reject a trade, I believe, because of his 10-5 rights.
He does. Mm-hmm.
And so there's that potential. And then the other aspect, and this is what I find most troubling, is like, hey man, like let's understand what we're getting back for Marcell Ozuna here. You're not getting a blue chip prospect, an arm that's regarded as a future ace. Like it is. You got a guy that's injured with 2 months before he hits free agency. You're probably not bringing back that much in a deal. So let's be realistic about what
you're also trying to trade a wounded bird that has an OPS of 578, which is worse than all but 15 hitters in Major League Baseball. So, okay. And he has the ability to say thanks, but no thanks. As we wake up this morning, your Atlanta Braves are 12 and a half games out of first. And by out of first, I mean they're only 4.5 games better than the Washington Nationals in last place.
And the Giants.
How about Milwaukee, y'all?
Yeah.
10 straight they've won.
They're 5 up now on the on that first wild card spot.
Yeah.
So that's where they are. They're still trailing the Cubs, who they're kind of trailing the Cubs. It's that weird. They're in a tie percentage points and all that.
And
nonsense,
Detroit, the Tigers were the first team to 60 wins. So good for them.
Their guy.
Yeah.
Scooball.
He
again,
is so good.
Man. And I saw a discussion, and we can talk about whether Acuna belongs in it too, which is his own discussion. But I saw a discussion about Scooball where he is now elevating himself into the Judge Ohtani category. And that those three guys are standalone, separate from anyone else in Major League Baseball.
Yeah. Did you see, was it Buster Olney talking about it? Because during the broadcast last
I saw
night,
it on Twitter.
Yeah.
So it may have been from him. I don't remember. But yeah, I mean.
Phenomenal.
Guy's good.
Yeah.
It wasn't good. That All-Star game against Ohtani and Acuna, though. They got him.
They did get him.
They did get him. If you're going to give up runs, that's the game to give him up, though.
Yeah,
right?
Well, you said it's an exhibition, so I get it.
But
yeah.
You still bring your best stuff.
Right.
We have three strikes. I am fascinated by these questions. We're going to post them right now on the 92.9 account. You have posted them as well. Go ahead and get in line to answer them. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929 to play three strikes, Sando? What are our questions?
3 days away from Falcons training camp. So what we were saying, and you're not allowed to say like Bijan or Michael Penix, your breakout player, unexpected name maybe, your breakout player for this season for our Atlanta Falcons. The worst junk food, it's National Junk Food Day. So what's the worst thing in the cabinet? Scott has a real, real problem with Pop-Tarts. I'm concerned for Scott today and his hate for all things.
I'm thinking maybe a Pop-Tart did Scott wrong.
I think so. It got burnt. I think the top of his mouth was ruined for life. And then last but not least, we're talking about Coldplay, the band or the type of music that you get shamed for to the tune of like a Nickelback or how dare. Listen, we're going to Backstreet Boys and Allie Mack is going next weekend. I'm going 2 weeks. And she said one of her friends or your friend's husband's going. Somebody's husband's going.
I had a friend who went like this past weekend to Backstreet Boys.
Now, you mean Quavo? Because did y'all see Quavo's video at Backstreet Boys
there?
At the Sphere this past Saturday night? So don't Backstreet Boys shame y'all because it's really something. It's going to be good.
404-726-0929 if you want to get involved in three strikes. Just one more quick visit to this Eddie Perez Jazz Chisholm stuff here, Sandra.
I think it's going to go away.
Do you?
I do. I think
I hope it does.
There's much ado about nothing because they're going to have all the audio in the world. And what do you think? So just to recap, tell everybody, Jazz Chisholm's on second.
Jazz Chisholm's relaying the location of a pitch to a batter when he's on second. Mm-hmm. He's essentially tipping that the pitch is going to be elevated. It's going to be a higher pitch. It was. It ended up turning into a sack fly that scored a run. And Eddie Perez is motioning in the direction of Jazz Chisholm, pointing to his head. And who knows what's actually being said, what the motion is supposed to mean. But Eddie Perez is suggesting it. All I was trying to do was this. Aaron Boone's out there saying, well, what if he was actually trying to say this? And it was
and
a bunch
this,
of nonsense.
He was saying, are they trying to say we're going to hit you in the head?
A lot of people viewed it as a threat that they were going to throw at Jazz Chisholm's head. And I've mentioned this to you off air. We had ran out of time a couple segments ago when we talked about it. Eddie Perez is a baseball lifer. He knows the unwritten rules. I'm not even saying he's not threatening to throw at a guy. I don't think Eddie Perez is ever calling for a guy to be headhunted.
He's not
calling. And if you're going to throw at a guy, and this is a long-time discussion of baseball, if you're going to throw at a guy in baseball, you do it right. You find the meat of the backside or somewhere he can get his arm to protect himself. You're never throwing at a guy's head. You're just not. And I just don't see a world or a scenario which Eddie Perez would ever, ever call for that.
I think Eddie was saying to Jazz and got his attention that we see you. So his head is up here like around the eyes, like we see you. Be smart. Like, what are you doing? And by the way, they're talking in Spanish, so I don't know what they said. But somebody's going to hear it. My issue, the other part of this is that Aaron Boone all of a sudden had a hissy fit and said, we're going to tell on you. We're going to Major League Baseball without having the respect for his the manager, his peer, to go to Brian Snitker and say, what was that about? And because how do I know that? Snitker said yesterday after the game that he did not know about any of this. So it's in the presser. You can go listen to it. I thought Aaron should have just walked across the field and say, what's going on? Let's have a discussion about it. Not to Eddie, to Brian Snitker. That's how you do things. So I think it goes away. I think it's much ado about nothing.
Yeah. All right. 404-726-0929. If you want to get involved.
See, when Abe is done with me talking, that's what he just does. He goes, yeah. All right.
No, I thought we were supposed to slide in. I agree with you. I think.
It's fine. I'm going on a rant.
I think you make a good point because it wasn't the one that I initially thought of when I look at this issue. I think from, you know me, I'm a sports first guy, right? So I'm like thinking from the baseball aspect of it. Could he have meant this? What exactly? And it all comes back to what I said. It's just, I don't think Eddie Perez is calling for a guy to be headhunted. And I think you're right, though. Like, handle this man-to-man. Like, we're going to go cry behind everyone's back to Major League Baseball. Whether he officially went to Major League Baseball or kind of just loosely put it out there.
Major League Baseball needs to look into it or whatever it was.
He knew what he was doing. Like, and Aaron Boone's been around long enough. If he has a problem with something the Braves are doing, and Brian Snitker is a guy who is a – because there are some guys that you can't go into their office and have this meeting with. Brian Snicker's not that guy.
100%.
If that's the problem, hey, I got a glass of wine here. We can sit and talk this thing out. I'll tell you what our guy was. Hey, Eddie, would you mind coming in here for a second? We could talk this thing out and handle it like dudes.
Exactly.
With respect.
Then it's over. It's done. Nobody's hitting anybody in the head. It's ridiculous.
No one was going to anyway.
Exactly.
That's the whole thing for me. And so, again, I don't have an issue with Jazz Chisholm.
I have an issue with the bullpen being terrible. That's my biggest issue with the Braves and what happened.
I got some bad news for you. You mentioned that this Jazz Chisholm, Eddie Perez thing will just kind of get brushed aside and we'll get through it quickly. I don't think we're doing the same with the bullpen issue.
No,
I think that's just going to be
there. It's over.
Yeah, I think that one's just going to be there.
All right, 404-726-0929. Please fill up the phone lines because Steak will shame me. Personally, and it'll tell me I stink and I had bad questions, which is all
you
on
can
the
just
table.
Blame it on me.
No, it's my questions. They could have been absolutely terrible, but here we go.
All right, three strikes. Right now is your opportunity to answer the three questions. 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929 to get into three strikes. Your unexpected Falcons breakout player, and like Sandy said, don't give me Penix. I think we're all expecting that. Give me someone a little bit less obvious. The worst junk food or snack, and a band or music that you love that you get shamed for. Do you guys ever answer these on your own before the calls?
Yeah, well, we'll do that now while the phone lines fill
up. I'm fascinated by number three.
You have to do all three. You're not allowed to do just one. That's not how this works.
I am going to say for number one,
Falcons player that's going to have a breakout year that you're not thinking about.
Is it weird? This is going to get me a lot of hate. A lot of hate. Charlie Warner.
Why is that? No.
I just, because everyone wants it to be about Pitts, and I do as well. I don't think it will. And I think that the way they're going to run formations, and I think Charlie Warner.
Joe Patrick, I want to hear what you say. Like, what's your player? Falcons beat reporter and
I think
Mac
I'm going
Daddy.
With Divine Diablo. And he was signed linebacker, starter money, baby. But I feel like he's not being talked about as a starter. He's going to compete with Troy Anderson for that starting role with Caden Ellis.
Is Troy Anderson God, that's another forgotten.
Yeah, they're being careful with him. I mean, he was around in OTAs, but he was just kind of off to the side. He was on the field, but not dressed out and practicing with the guys.
All right, Abe, number two. The worst junk food.
Yeah, you put or snack, and so I'm going to go, like, the healthy. Like, I guess sometimes I'll have it because I'm trying to be healthier, but, like, the idea of, like, passing aside, like, a bowl of chips and salsa or popcorn and be like, I'm going to have carrots today.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That's not junk. You're not doing it right.
Well, it's a snack. No. It's a snack. In terms of junk food, okay. I'm not the biggest fan of Fritos.
Okay, me neither. It smells like feet. I'm
yeah,
with you.
The
okay.
Fritos thing.
Yeah. All right. Band or music that you love that you get shamed for?
It's one of two. It's either Billie Eilish or Olivia Rodrigo. Probably mostly Olivia Rodrigo because I'm too old to like that kind of music, I guess.
I don't think so. I feel like that's a thing.
Mm-hmm. I remember she was coming to play State Farm last year, and I was like, should I put in for tickets?
You should.
And I'm like, I don't, as a solo guy, I don't know if I can go to this concert right now. I didn't. I kind of still wish I had, but I didn't.
I would have been proud of you for going by yourself. So there we go.
Yeah. I got a couple calls here. We'll start three strikes. We have Greg, who is in Rome. Greg, your unexpected Falcons breakout player this season.
I think it's going to be the Tice. He got hurt last year.
Braylon, yeah.
We were expecting a lot. Yeah, I think we're going to see some unexpected stuff from him this year.
All right. What's the worst junk food?
Pork skins, pork rinds.
That's
bad.
A good one.
I love those. They're diet friendly. And what's the band or music that you love that you get shamed for?
It's got to be Barry. I mean, can you go wrong with Barry? I mean, really.
Which one was it? We're sorry, you cut out.
Barry Manilow.
A fan of Lowe. I love you. I love you so much.
We'll wrap things up today with Tinker in Kennesaw. Tinker, your unexpected Falcons breakout player this year.
Say it again.
Rukaroro.
All right. I hope you're right.
What's the worst junk food?
Not the single, not the double, but the mega stuffed Oreo.
The stuffed Oreo there. And what's a band or music that you get shamed for?
We're going to have to go with Apple.
Fiona Apple?
Abba.
I do love ABBA. You're never going to get that shame from me. I'm a big fan. Anyways.
Honestly, Abe, it's such my girlfriend right now.
I know.
I can't even.
I do love ABBA.
The daiquiris, the ABBA, Olivia Rodrigo.
I stand for ABBA. I will get after it. That's it. 2 hours, like we say, fastest in the business here at the Steakhouse. Andy and Randy are coming up next, but me and Sandra get to run it back tomorrow. So it should be a lot of fun on a Tuesday. Sandy, hope you have a great afternoon.
You too,
I have
thank
a dentist
you.
Appointment, so it won't be that great.
Y'all buy Scott a beer if you run into him out there.
Don't buy him a Pop-Tart. That's for darn sure. You'll have problems. All right, that's going to do it for the Steakhouse. Andy and Randy coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.